The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. We're moving on to the second round in the 2014 William Hill Greyhound Derby after a very eventful first round. And rejoining me on the line to look ahead to the action is Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Keir. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm in great form, Mark. Really enjoyed the first round. Something of everything in there, and can't wait for round two to get underway.
Yes, a great first round. We had shocks, we had a new track record, we had big crowds as well. A lot of people seem to go this year, Jonathan.
Yeah, I made it there on Saturday myself, and the place was absolutely buzzing. I would say it was akin to a derby final night. There's something very, very special in the Greyhound Derby. I think especially so this year. People are really wanting to be part of the action at Wimbledon.
Okay, good stuff. Let's look back at some of the first round, some of the main talking points. We'll start with Thursday evening's action, and it was an evening of shocks with Sidaz Jack, last year's winner, going out. We also lost Bittles Bar in the first round, and Loch Messi as well. So three big names went out on the first round, first round.
That's right. It was a night of shocks. It was a bit of attritional for some of the leading fancies. Obviously, the big talking point was the elimination of Sidaz Jack. He hadn't really looked at his best going into the competition. You know what? I'm not sure it was the biggest shock in the world when he went out. The winner of that heat, Ecclestone, was very impressive indeed. And there were some good performances on that first night. I thought a very impressive debut from Kelly McCarthy's new Greyhound, Pinpoint Finas, and it set everything up nicely. But yes, we were talking about who'd gone out as much as anything.
Yeah, there was an air of pessimism around Sidaz Jack as well, wasn't there? He was pretty weak in the betting, and he obviously started slow last year, and I suppose that was a concern with only two going through in that heat.
Well, he was under pressure straight away, yeah. Just the two qualifying, and yes, there was a big gamble on the winner, Ecclestone, 9-4 in the very early prices, was smashed off the board and ended up disputing favouritism with Sidaz Jack. Sidaz Jack was never really that competitive. He got a little bit of a troubled run around the first two bends, but going into the third bend, he really put a few short strides in. There's something just not quite right with him. I think he'll be off the track for a few months now.
Okay, moving on to Friday then last week, Heat 14 saw a very impressive performance from Paradise Silver. He was very well backed before the race, and Julia Obliged, he won over six lengths in a time of 28.13, and that inspired our traders to trim him to 6-1 favourite after that. He's now been shortened again, he's now 5-1 favourite at the top of the outright betting. Were you impressed with Paradise Silver?
Oh, you couldn't fail but to be impressed by him. That Butley's dog absolutely glided round him. He ran the bends as well as I've seen any greyhound do so for a number of years. And it was a pleasure to watch him. He really set the competition alight. We needed the big, huge run, and he provided it. You're right, he's 5-1 now. He was 50-1 in places just a week ago. And that shows you the impact that performance has had. The only thing is, I look back at his record in Ireland, he's never won two races in a row. So that's just a little bit of a concern going into this weekend.
Yeah, it's interesting to see if he can back up this time. One that we won't be seeing this weekend is Kerriot King, the Irish star, stumbled on the boxes and then never really in the race after that. That's quite a big loss from the early betting as well, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And he never threatened really to get competitive. He'd been off for such time since being withdrawn from the Irish Derby final last September, and if it was going to go the race, he was probably going to suffer because he knew he was going to need the outing. I think it was probably the same case with Ballymac Vic, who did qualify, but unfortunately another greyhound who'd been off for a while, and he's gone lame. He's been withdrawn from the competition now, so two of the big older Irish names have gone.
Okay, and looking back on Saturday's action, Heat 25 saw Razzle Dazzle JFK's 28.08 second track record broken. It was broken by Fiery Splendor, who did 28.06, and I know the track was pretty fast on that occasion, but it's still a very impressive performance, isn't it?
It was, and it was a performance where the further he went, the better he got. He really powered home up the running. I think most people thought the track record would be under threat during the competition, and it was a dog who would end up taking the spoils. And it's very poignant because news just broke overnight that Owen's father, the legendary Ger McKenna, sadly passed away. Very sad time for the family at the moment.
Yeah, that is sad news. Anything else stand out to you from the first round, Jonathan?
Yeah, I was really taken with the performance of Croker's Champ on Saturday evening. Peter Cronin's dog hadn't had the benefit of a look round because he'd run in a big fight in Limerick just the week before. No time for a trial. But you'd never have known it the way he went round the track. He took to it like an old hand, and he's certainly a serious player now, to my mind. And another grab really caught my eye had also come out of that same competition in Limerick. It's called Bubbly Gold. Another who hadn't had a look round. He's with Paul Hennessy at the moment, and I think he's another who can go very deep into the competition.
Okay, so all of that leads us on to the second round. Before we move on to that, let's just take a quick look at the outright betting, because obviously that changed quite significantly after the first round. And Paradise Silver, the 5-1 market leader, we've already mentioned that. Fiery Splendor, the new track record holder, is 10-1. Swift Keith, 10s as well. 12-1 for Hold'em Spy and Van Rooney. 16-1 for Sidereon TJ. Aero Nemesis is 20-1. 25-1 for Roxholm Ted. And then 33-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who stands out to you in the outright betting at the moment then, Jonathan?
My view of the outright betting is that the market leaders are a bit too short. I think there's been a few overreactions. I still think it's a wide open competition, and Fiery Splendor's got to prove he can do it again. You know, the track record was great, but it's going to get a lot harder as it goes on. A greyhound that I did mention earlier, Croker's Champ, he's one I want to add to the portfolio. And of those at the top end of the market, I thought Sidereon TJ was incredibly impressive.
Okay, Croker's Champ is currently 40-1 in the outright betting, and it's Sidereon TJ 16-1, as we've already mentioned. Right then, let's get stuck into the second round. We have 2 days in the second round. It's Heat 1-8 on Friday evening, and 9-16 take place on Saturday evening. And on this is like the part one of this preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action, and the first heat is at 8:42. Obviously, we're over the 480-meter trip, and this is heat headed in the betting by Farlow Calvin, who's 15-8. Salad Dodger is 3-1, 7-2 for Gizmo Classic and New Lawn Impact, 10-1 for Imicon, and Logate Zircon is the 12-1 outsider. What are your thoughts in heat one of round two, Jonathan?
I like the early-paced greyhound here, Trap 2, Farlow Calvin, Owen McKenna. He held off Scottish Derby winner Hold'em Spy in round one. I think he can race the front early here and dominate throughout. Main danger may come from Trap 1, Salad Dodger. He's a strong runner, got a good makeup on the inside, even if he may favour a middle course himself. For the other qualifier, I just favour Trap 6, Gizmo Classic, a strong finisher. He's probably got better prospects. New Lawn Impact, he was the Irish Puppy Derby third, but really hasn't sparkled in a trial or in his first round here. He's best watched at the moment. I'm going for Trap 2, Farlow Calvin, to beat 1, Salad Dodger. It's Gizmo Classic.
Okay, 2-1-6 in the opener. Then on to the second heat, and this one is at 8:58. And Jetstream Duke heads the betting for heat 2 at 2-1. Hather George is 3-1, 7-2 for Brosner King, 5-1 for Raven Lad. Millwood's Joker is 11-2 and 12-1 for Downton Flyer. So on to the second heat, Jonathan. What are your thoughts here?
I hope there might be a surprise here because I favour the outsider of the field, the 12-1 chance, Downton Flyer for Matt Dartnell. He caught the eye in no uncertain fashion in the first round. He had no right to qualify behind Woolly No Shoes, having been stopped in his tracks at the third bend. But he rallied to get up and make it through to round two. He can start better than he did then. He was outstayed by kennelmate Brosner King, who's also in the race here, in a pre-competition trial. But I think he'll hold on if he gets to the front this time. Main danger has to be Trap 5, Jetstream Duke, a very strong runner from Kevin Hutton's powerful Swindon kennel. He'll certainly be rattling home from halfway. Trap 1, Hather George, a veteran greyhound in his third Derby campaign. Well, he can hang around a little bit longer yet by claiming third place. I'm going for Trap 4, Downton Flyer, to beat 5, Jetstream Duke, and 1, Hather George.
4-5-1 then in the second heat. Moving on to the third heat on the card, and this is at 9:15. What are your thoughts in round 2, heat 3?
Well, one of the big talking points of the first round was the performance or the antics of JT Seville, who goes from Trap 3 here. He definitely had a look at Ballymac Vic coming home, but he powered past in the end and won in a very impressive 28.60, given that he was probably 8 lengths off the pace at one stage. clearly he will be tough to beat with a clear. Having said that, it's not the cleverest of draws, because the Greyhounds on his inside will both be looking to move off Ballymacnall from one and Farley Camp from two. So I'm going to take a chance that trap four, Take the Crown, for Pat Rosny, can flash out and make the bend in front. He was drawn one in the first round. That didn't suit him. He moved off. And I think this midfield berth will be much more suitable. Trap three, JT Seville, clearly has to be afforded maximum respect and can finish the second place with a forecast position. Whereas trap one, Ballymacnall, will look to get to the front, but he might not be able to lead Take the Crown round that opening turn. I'm going for four Take the Crown to beat three JT Seville and one Ballymacnall.
Okay, 4-3-1 in Heat 3 then. Moving on to Heat 4 next, and this is at 9:32, and Ballygibbon King is the 9-4 favourite. Bubbly Gold 3-1 with Limonair Turbo, 100-30 for JT Barcelona. Tiger Trooper is 10-1 and 14-1 for Glenvale Stevie. What are your thoughts in Heat 4?
Very sweet here on the claim for trap 4, Bubbly Gold, for Paul Hennessy. Ran a blinder on his Wimbledon debut, went second to Isla Scolari, made a big move along the back straight, and I think he will come on considerably for that look round the track. With a clear, I think it'd be very, very hard to hold indeed. Trap 5, Ballygibbon King, has done nothing wrong for Seamus. He's had three wins here and has looked good. Two at Wimbledon and one at home since arriving from Ireland. He will look to lead, but could be vulnerable late on. Interesting runner is Trap 6, Limonair Turbo, who definitely looked as though he'd improve for his comeback out, but you just wonder if it took a lot out of him. So for the third qualifying position, I'm going to side trap three, JT Barcelona, who was eye-catching in defeat on his debut. So I'm going for trap four, Bubbly Gold, who's my nap of the night, to be five, Ballygibbon King, and three, JT Barcelona.
4-5-3 then in the fourth heat, and trap four in that is Jonathan's nap selection, so bear that in mind for Friday evening. The fifth heat comes up at 9:48, and we have a bit of a shorty at the top of the betting in the shape of Aero Nemesis, who's even money to win heat five. Airport Captain is 3-1, 7-2 for Greenwell Lark, 7-1 for Dower Matt. Ballymac Bocco is 16-1, and King Craig Rory is also 16-1. So a bit of a shorty here, Jonathan. What are your thoughts in heat five?
Well, Aero Nemesis was very in the first round, showed really good early pace and held on gamely late on. I have to expect him, but I think there's better value to be had in the shape of trap one, Airport Captain for Kevin Hutton. He was unlucky to be beaten in the opening round, but made sure he qualified. Only two went through for the heat, and he rallied strongly late on. With Dower Matt in two, likely to move to the middle, he can get a dream run on the rails early, turn in a handy pitch, and I think prove too strong for the possible lead to Aero Nemesis late on. Greenwell Lark was very impressive when winning her heat, but was able to get an easy lead, and that looks unlikely in this company, so she may have to settle for a qualifying position. I'm going for one Airport Captain to beat six Aero Nemesis and five Greenwell Lark.
Okay, 1-6-5 in the 9:48. On to the 10:03 next, which is Heat 6 in the second round, and it's the first odds-on favourite of the second round. This is in the shape of Sidarian TJ, who's 4-5. You've already mentioned that you quite like Sidarian TJ for the competition as a whole. You must think he's going to do well in this heat then, Jonathan.
I do. He is short enough, and for a greyhound that probably has to come from off the pace, you sometimes feel the need to try and take these greyhounds off. I think this race might set up from earlier here. Metro Jack in one, Kildare Premier in two, and Lochiel George in six will all look to be out, up there from the outset. Sidarian TJ can just tuck in behind them and then really make a charge from halfway. I think Lochiel George may be the main threat. He ran really well when beaten by Isla Scolari. I think he can reverse that form because he should strip a lot fitter for that. Isla Scolari in five will be staying on, but Metro Jack caught the eye in the first round, coming from off the pace to win, which is unusual for him, and he might just shade that third qualifying position. I'm going for three, Sidarian TJ, to beat six, Lochiel George, and one, Metro Jack.
On to Heat 7 next then, and this is at 10:18, the penultimate heat of the first round, and Southern Mezzet is 11-8 favourite for this. Graduation Day 5-2, Melody's Gamble 4-1, 9-2 for Farley Chicken, up to it is 16-1, and Ballymac Lock is 20-1. So what are your thoughts in the penultimate heat on Friday's action?
Well, Southern Mezzet in 5 has got to yet truly prove he stays the 480 metre distance. And drawn outside Look, he's got no margin for error at the start. As a result, I'm going to go track to graduation day for John McGee's Irish kennel. He failed by just a head to pick up Woolly Notions in the first round, really finishing strongly. If he can get round in a pit, every chance of him clearing Free Chicken early on, I think he'll get a first crack at these tiring pace setters. Southern Mazoot flew out to a 4.71 sectional. I think it was the fastest of the round, and clearly will look to build a winning lead. But as I say, no margin for error as drawn. Melody's Gamble ran well in defeat in the first round, staying on strongly on JT Hawaii, and I think he can also make it through to round three. I'm going for two graduation day to beat five Southern Mazoot and three Melody's Gamble.
Okay, 2-5-3 then. There in the final heat on Friday evening, it's heat 8 of the second round, and another odds-on favourite for this one. Hold'em Spy is 8-13. It's 9-2 for Barefoot Scholar. Mile High Alba 9-2. 10-1 for Tom's Knowledge. Underground Paul is 12-1, and Eric Court is 20-1. The shortest price favourite of the night, Jonathan. Have they saved the best to last?
Well, he deserves to be favourite. There's no doubt about that. He's a really exciting greyhound. Punters love to watch him because he's got off the pace style, makes a huge move from the second bend. I have to say, I think the odds compilers there have put him in very, very short indeed. I think there's better value to be had, and the better value might be Chap 5, Mile High Alba for Pat Rosny. Now, he's got terrific early pace, but isn't always the best of starters. That's what happened in round one, but he gave highly touted Roxanne Ted something of a running lesson along the back straight to running into trouble at the third bend and tiring late on. With anything like a level break here, I think you'll lead round the first bend, say catch me if you can, and it might just be difficult even for Hold'em Spy to reel him in. Obviously, Hold'em Spy is very likely to be a big qualifier and a big player in this race, but second place may be what he has to settle for, while Tom's Knowledge in four ran well in the record-breaking heat won by Fiery Splendor and can also make it through. I've got 5 Mile High Alba to beat 6 Hold'em Spy, and 4 Tom's Knowledge.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Should be an entertaining night on Friday evening for the first section of the second round. We'll look forward to that, and we'll also look forward to speaking to you ahead of Saturday's action.
Look forward to it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.